Let's see, I guess this afternoon here at the Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter, folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to have you back again here in the great USA of America here. We're happy to be with you. We're coming to you broadcasting from the high Rocky Mountains of the USA. And I'll tell you what, been quite a day here. Been quite a day. We've had a lot of contact from private citizens and law enforcement and military people. And our email is filling up with information being requested by our police and soldiers around this nation and even in other parts of the world today. We're praising the Lord for that. Many of our police and soldiers are beginning to awaken to what is really going on in the world, and I'll tell you what, that's exciting because for 23 years, our police and military association here has been working to do just that, awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform to who the true enemies of God and liberty are in this nation. And we have the Trojan horse in the nation, and so we're so pleased today. And it's a lot of it has to do with our listeners out there, private citizens that have loved ones in law enforcement and the military, and they're getting our police and military information into their hands. Here at Aiden Abet Police Newsletter, Police and Military Newsletter, we produce a constitutional publication for our brothers and sisters in uniform, and so many of you have ordered our Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletters on constitutional issues and handed them out for a number of years to our brothers and sisters in uniform. We continue to get calls and letters and email telling us that officers say and soldiers say, hey, we heard about you 5 years ago. Somebody gave us one of your newsletters, and we thought you were crazy. We thought you were over the cliff. And so we didn't contact you, but today we can see what you were talking about. And so the old saying is, there's so much writing on the wall, handwriting on the wall fell down. So people in the private sector and in law enforcement and the military are starting to awaken today. And it's because of things like this. For example, mercs needed for international wars for oil. This means you and me, soldier. Bush has a plan. Here's what it says, September 17th, 2004, Bush's leaders demand reenlist now or face immediate deployment to Iraq. The Army is threatening American soldiers with immediate deployment to Iraq, along with involuntary extension of their tours of duties if they don't sign up for reenlistment right now. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and tell you about this absolutely un-American act that's going on right now against our brothers and sisters in uniform. We'll be right back.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Prices for communication services are going up for AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. Here at SaveOnCommunications.com, we offer the best rates available in the industry. SaveOnCommunications.com offers discount long distance, calling cards, wireless services, VoIP services, DSL services, and much more. Stop feeding the telecom fat cat. Visit SaveOnCommunications.com or call 866-815-6343 and shop the absolute best values in communication products and services in the market today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Folks, this is that old cop, Jack McLam, coming to you from Idaho County, Idaho, to be exact, in the USA. Thanks to all of those listening in around the world today, too. Love to have you here and love to get your emails. I'm going to give out my email address for all of you that would like to communicate with me. And we get about 150 to 200 email a day, and many of them from our police and soldiers. So keep on sending those email. Because in putting together our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, we use a lot of the letters that we receive and answer from our soldiers out there on the front lines and police officers in the war zones of the cities today and the towns. So keep those coming, if you will. Let's get back to our Bush leaders demand reenlistment now or face immediate deployment to Iraq. I'll tell you, talk about the evil empire, folks. Listen to this. The Army is now threatening American soldiers with immediate deployment to Iraq, along with involuntary extension of their tours of duty if they don't sign up for reenlistment right away. Those who don't sign face reassignment to combat units headed for the war. While the Army confirms that a reenlistment drive is underway, military brass claims no threats have been made. They wouldn't do that, but hundreds of soldiers from the 3rd Brigade Combat Team at Fort Carson, Colorado, were presented with that message and a reenlistment form in a series of assemblies last week. They two soldiers who refused to sign the form. According to emails received by Capitol Hills Blue last week, the same message was delivered to soldiers at other bases. A Fort Carson spokesman confirmed that assemblies and the form, which, if signed, would extend each soldier's tour with the 3rd Brigade until December 31st, 2007, folks. Quote, they said, if you refuse to reenlist with the 3rd Brigade, we'll send you down to the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment, which is going to Iraq for a year, and you can stay with them, or we'll send you to Korea, or to Fort Riley in Kansas, where they're going to Iraq, one of the soldiers said a sergeant told the Rocky Mountain News. The second soldier, an enlisted man who was interviewed separately, confirmed the story. They told us if we don't reenlist, then we'd have to be reassigned, and what we most needed is in units that are going back to Iraq in the next couple of months. If you think you're getting out, you're not, he said, is what he was told. The threats outraged many soldiers who are near the end of their tours, the sergeant told the newspaper. We have a whole platoon who have refused to sign, he said. Well, praise God. That's getting tough when when we need to get tough. Praise the Lord. A Fort Carson spokesman at first confirmed soldiers were told that they may go to Iraq, then stopped responding to inquiries. They shut the phone lines down. It says, I can't only tell you what the retention officer told us. I can only tell you what the retention officer told us. The soldiers were not being told that they will go to Iraq, but that they may go to Iraq, said the spokesman, who gave that explanation before being told to direct all inquiries from now on to the Pentagon. Well, quote, there's probably a lot of places on post where they could put most of these folks, these soldiers who don't reenlist, until their time expires. But I don't want to rule out the possibility that they could go to a unit that might deploy to Iraq, said Lieutenant Colonel Gerald Healy at the Pentagon. Just might be going to Iraq, all you guys that don't sign up. The story goes on, members of Iraq-bound units are stop-lost, meaning that they could be retained in the unit for an entire year in Iraq, even if their active duty enlistment expires during that time. Extending a soldier's active duty is within Army authority, since the enlistment contract carries an 8-year obligation, even if the soldier signs for only 3 or 4 years of active duty. But some soldiers presented with the reenlistment message last week believe that they've already done their duty and should not be penalized for choosing to leave. They deployed to Iraq for a year with the 3rd Brigade last April. I don't want to go back to Iraq, said the sergeant. I went through a lot of things for the Army that weren't necessary and were very risky. Iran has changed a lot of people, says the sergeant. Well, absolutely. Absolutely. We understand that, those from the Vietnam War era. This enlistment soldier said the recruiter's message left him troubled, unable to sleep, and filled with dread. He said, for me, it wasn't going back to Iraq. It's just the fact that I'm ready to get out of the Army, he said. I'll tell you what, folks, if that doesn't really tear it, if that doesn't make you mad, oh, my goodness gracious, you're just dead and just haven't found a place to lay down yet. If that doesn't rip it, as it does for this old soldier and cop here. This is America. It can't happen here, right? Talk about your evil empire, folks. My goodness. Least we forget, these young fellows, our brothers and sisters, are all volunteers in the service today in a so-called volunteer military. According to our mail here at Aiden Abet, some of these military colleagues of ours now understand they're not serving and protecting America, but are killing and being killed serving the purposes of rich international criminals such as Kerry and Bush. We've heard, folks, of whole units are coming back from Iraq and not re-upping. For those of you not in the military, they're not signing up again, re-enlisting. Looks like our fellow soldiers are not as stupid as Bush thought they were. Emperor Bush, who himself went and hid out in the National Guard, praying to his skull and bones God that he wouldn't end up in Vietnam. He did not serve honorably himself, according to the witnesses we know of military veterans, and now tells our brothers and sisters who have honorably served their term of military enlistment, you're all staying in to fight me and my brotherhood's war for big oil, big corporations, the UN, and for Israel. That's basically what they're telling them. We're serving as mercenaries over there today, folks. There is absolutely no reason for our military to be over there. They're not doing anything to protect America or safeguard our nation. What if more of our peers learned the truth, folks, of why they're actually in the Middle East killing and dying, and said, heck no, I won't go? Well, they're very, very well may develop a very interesting dilemma for our international criminal elite political leaders. Remember the old 60s saying? I was in the military at that time, but I remember it. It went like this. What if they gave a war and no one showed up? How many thousands of our fellow American soldiers would these evil international crime families in our government jail for not serving in their wars for oil, etc., before the American people themselves would awaken and take a stand against these globalist nation killers that are sending over there our brothers and sisters to spill their blood? Wow. This is this really ticks me off. I know you soldiers out there, veterans, it ticks you off too. Can you imagine coming back from Vietnam, being over there in that situation, and have the president of the United States say, hey, you better reenlist immediately or you're going back to Vietnam? Wow. I would probably have the FBI visit me if I said what I'm about to say. Probably will have the FBI visit me. But a lot of you guys in Vietnam remember what fragging was all about. It wasn't right, but it happened. And I want to say personally here, the officers and soldiers here at Ain't a Bit Police Newsletter does not believe in fragging, so forget it. But it sure ticks you off, doesn't it, folks? Wow. Promoters of war to lead in wars. I think this is a novel idea whose time has come, folks. That last letter I read to you right there just makes you sick at heart and makes you angry. Well, currently, regular readers of Aiden Abet will recall our article last summer's edition, where we talked about Patriot Politicians Lead Wars, our program we've started. We even have a website up, an email, that you can get involved in, where we're crying out, all the military people and veterans are crying out, saying, if promoters of war, if politicians promote war, fund war, sign and vote for war, or the draft, that they must go immediately to the front lines in the war zone, not in back in some cushy position at HQ, but we will have a law that they, if they vote for war, fund war, or give over their right to vote for war to a despotic president like our Congress has today, and he starts any wars anywhere, or anything he calls police actions, or peace enforcement, or what other names are they naming these wars they're starting? Nation building, all these things, whatever it is. That politician, be he president, vice president, Congress, Senate, will dress out in their TA-50 gear helmet and M-16 and present themselves for shipping out to the front lines in the war they started. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm ticked off. Be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. best price coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
I'm trying to calm down a little bit here, but I think it's time, folks, for patriot politicians lead wars. I think it's long past time. We have a website called patriotpoliticiansleadwars.com.org, and you can go to it, and I hope you will today while you're riled up like I am, and join us in getting this thing underway. We have a lot of people joining us now, many of them ex-military and even present-day military people and cops who have gone over there and served, and believe that if our sons and daughters and wives and husbands and brothers and sisters have to go serve in these wars for oil and for the UN and for Israel, then doggone it, these politicians ought to be up front. Or if they're too old and decrepit or not ambulatory, then they must, under our new law that we're going to have passed, we're getting together a bill to embarrass these turkeys up there that are voting to send my children and your children. Matter of fact, the universal draft coming up June 2005 will be girls and boys this time, and no deferments for college at all. Bush figured out how he got out of it, and I guess they'll still be allowed to go in the National Guard like he did, but National Guard now are going to these wars for oil. So isn't it time, folks, that we get the law passed that these politicians have to go to war up front on the ground in the infantry? That's what the bill says, in the infantry. They must serve, or they have to choose one of their children or grandchildren that'll serve in their stead, or they cannot vote. For funding for war, they can't vote for war or the draft. They have to set it out if they have to set out the war. They can't get a son or daughter or a grandson to serve in their stead, then they cannot vote for war and the draft coming up. The draft votes coming up right after the election. The lying candidates, Bush and Kerry, are saying it's not going to happen. Well, the bills are all waiting now to be passed, and then they will be signed by Bush or Kerry, either one. They already have 30 or $27 million paid out to hire the people that are going to work in the draft boards. 30,000 draft boards have already been are working to set up, and they're already renting spaces for them. So they're going ahead getting ready for the draft and telling the people, no, no, there's not going to be a draft. But how are they going to keep their goal and their command from on high? These international crime families, the Bush and Kerry crime families, are lowly lieutenants, as we've told you before, in the international crime families, and they are given orders that they have to get us out of Iraq, soldiers out of Iraq, and get us into Iran, the next country we're going to bomb and take over and set up a puppet government as Iran. And Bush is late. So he's pulling soldiers out of South Korea, and he's instituting the draft because he's got to somehow, and he's also telling our brothers and sisters that they have to stay in. He's not even going to let them out when their time expires, when their service contract expires. He's desperate. His bosses have told him what he's got to do. He's got to go into Iran. He needs the blood. He needs the warm bodies. And he will have them if the American people don't get behind us and support patriot politicians lead wars. Can't you see? Can't you see, folks, if they're going to war in Iran and these politicians, including Bush or Kerry, have to dress out in their new fancy uniforms for the 21st century and pick up their gear and boots on the ground, they have to go immediately to the war zone wherever they start these wars, and they have to serve in the infantry. No officers, by the way. They will not be officers. They will be the ground pounders like you and I were. Well, is it possible? It is possible, folks, because politicians listen to their constituents out there. Even when their international crime lords, their overlords, tell them to do something, they have to retain their position in politics or they can't start these wars and fund these wars. So here's what we see happening. The left of the political spectrum is joining the right of the political spectrum to vote that we have our congressmen and senators pass this patriot politicians lead wars bill. And believe me, if we get 150,000 leftists join us, because their girls and boys are going to be drafted come June 2005, just like those on the right of the political spectrum, there is no reason they can't join and won't join, because this time they're going to get all of our kids. Send them over there as mercenaries for these international drug or warlords. So it's time, folks. Go to patriotpoliticiansleadwars.com or .org and get our flyer. Print out our flyer or order them here from Aid and Abet. We'll give out our address when we come back from the break, and we'll also open the phone lines up. Let's open those phone lines up and hear what you have to say about Bush demands re-election or re-enlistment, or you go back to Iraq. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the product in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I want to find out what you think about this new program where you don't get out even though your time's up in the military, in the volunteer military today. Here's the call-in number. If you'd like to call in, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, or you can bring up any other subject if you'd like to. And also I want to ask you about, what do you think about the Founding Fathers' stand on the standing army? James Madison said, the U.S. fourth president, that a standing army is one of the greatest mischiefs that can possibly happen. And Washington himself, they had experience with these standing armies, you know, from the British. And say they were against nations who only goal was to protect the nation from invasion from having an army. Here's what George Washington said: overgrown military establishments are, under any form of government, inauspicious, meaning disastrous to liberty, and are to be regarded as particularly hostile to republican liberty. What do you think George Washington was thinking about? Don't we need a 500,000, a million man army today to fight against the enemies of America? Well, think about that and call in. Let me know what you think. What if we kept our nose out of all the nation's businesses like George Washington, the other founders, said we were supposed to? Not get involved in these turmoils of the world. Founders knew that standing armies meant mischief for government tyrants. That's why they wrote it into our founding documents that a full-time military was not to be. Remember, we were not to be mercenaries, invaders for an international criminal elite, or policemen of the world, or nation builders, or peace enforcement soldiers, as we are today. We were to be ready to protect our homeland from foreign invaders. With 150 million guns in the hands of 200 million private citizens that lawfully is called the militia or posse comitatus, i.e. power of the county, we were unconquerable to any invaders. You could ask King George III, but now criminal tyrants use us American soldiers to pillage and subdue other nations for their personal and political aggrandizement and benefit. Were our founders right? If we stayed home and stopped poking our finger in the eye of the Muslims and stopped funding communist Russia as we did for 75 years, Russia would have fell. Communist Russia would have fallen under its own weight if we had not kept sending our tax dollars over to that nation to prop it up. And the same with every other communist nation around the world. And we're in 130 nations today. Should we be there forcing those nations under this Antichrist world government system? Is that what James Madison and George Washington talked about when they said the greatest mischief that can possibly happen happens when a nation has a standing army that despots can use for their own purposes? Were our founding fathers wrong? Call in if you'd like to at 800-313-9443. Well, we're hearing from the Marines. We have Marines writing to us that are over there in the action. Let's see what else we have here. We got good Army people. But let's switch over here for just a minute. We've got something I want to talk to you about. Yesterday, once again, we kind of hit on our border situation. I like to hit on that almost daily because it's such a farce that we have Homeland Security. We have martial law for the American citizens and more coming. Yes, more coming, as Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, tells us. We've got his article in here about not falling for the national ID card, by the way. Yes, we have a national ID card coming, and Ron Paul says to reject the national ID card. So martial law and military rule is coming to America, and yet they say we need this because we've got to have national security. Well, folks, every time you hear this on television or read it in the paper, if it were possible, I'd like to put a little pop-up ad like you have on your computer. You're working along, and all of a sudden a pop-up ad comes up for Geico or something. Well, I'd love to have you set it up in your brain, as it is in mine, every time I hear one of these elected things standing up and lying to us about the need for martial law in America and controlling the American people to protect us. I'd like a little pop-up sign to pop up in our minds that say, what about the 2,000-mile southern border being totally open and thousands upon thousands of illegals and terrorists are coming across every night? We've been told this by our Border Patrol friends that subscribe to Aiden Abet Police Newsletter, that this is what's happening. Anyway, this is really sad. Martial law for all Americans, but the terrorists can come in anytime they want and are coming through. Our Border Patrol people are telling us that they're catching dozens and dozens of Arabic-speaking individuals coming across our southern border, and yet each time they've caught a handful of them, 20 or 30 have escaped into the desert. So they're not catching them all, and surely they're not catching but a few, because they only catch a few, a handful here and there, and millions are coming through every year, illegal aliens or whatever wants to come across. But here's a teacher, a school teacher, arrested after her bookmark is called a concealed weapon in her book, and she's arrested. Tampa, Florida, a weight may soon be lifted off the Maryland woman charged with carrying a concealed weapon in an airport. It wasn't a gun or a knife. It was a weighted bookmark in her book. Catherine Harrington was flying home from vacation last month when screeners at the Tampa, Florida airport found her bookmark. It's an 8.5-inch leather strip, with small lead weights at each end. I've seen those. Haven't you seen them, folks? Maybe they think it's a bolo. an 8.5-inch bolo. Airport police said it resembled a weighted weapon and could be used to knock people unconscious. So the 52-year-old special education teacher was handcuffed, put in a police car, and charged with carrying a concealed weapon. My goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. She faced a possible criminal trial and a $10,000 fine. But finally, the state declined to prosecute, and the Transportation Security Administration said it probably won't impose the fine on the school teacher. Harrington, the teacher, said she'll never again carry her bookmark in an airport. Folks, you've got Homeland Security. You've got martial law, and the terrorists are allowed to come across that 2,000-mile border any moment of the day they want to. What is this all about? It's certainly not to stop terrorism coming into the country. It's to put you and me and our children under totalitarian government to stop terrorism. Okay. You know, I was accosted at the airport one time by these people, these 595, maybe 595 an hour people. They're paid there that stop and frisk you and look through your baggage and everything. And some good people. I can't say there's anything wrong with them. There's some good people. I know some of them, and they're fine people. One of them, matter of fact, is a Marine who's in the reserves, and he's a fine fella, and we always have a good conversation when I go up through the airport here. Another one's a buddy who was in law enforcement, too. We go out shooting together, or hope to very soon in the near future here. Our 50 caliber weapons, we have these little sniper for gophers. They're gopher weapons, that is, for shooting gophers at a mile or 2 mile away, 50 caliber BMG rifles. And I was going through the airport one day in Phoenix, Arizona, and I had a little key ring with a coubaton on it. How many of you, raise your hand if you know what a coubaton is? It's a little fighting stick, a little piece of plastic about as long as a pencil. Maybe not as long as a pencil. A pencil, I think, is a little bit longer, but it's a little bit bigger around than a pencil. And it's a little piece of plastic. That's all it is, just a piece of black plastic, a little shorter than a pencil. And it's blunt on each end. And it was my key ring. I had my rings on it, and I carried it because if anybody attacked me, I could hit them in the solar plexus or hit them up under the jaw, and I could cause them a lot of pain with that thing. Well, I didn't even realize I had it on me. I've been using it for a key ring for several years. I'm going through the airport, and they say, no, wait a minute, you got a weapon with you. I said, where's my weapon? And they said, that's a coubaton, you can't take that on the plane, you might attack people with it. Well, I looked around behind me, and there's a guy a little older than me that had a cane. That's right. And they took my coubaton away from me, a little piece of plastic that I was using as a keychain. And here I watched, you know, after I got through, they let the guy with the cane come through. Now, folks, I've been in the military. I've been in law enforcement. And I can tell you right now, they let the guy through with the cane and took my little piece of plastic away from me. Do you know the damage a trained person could do with that cane if they got onto an aircraft with it? A lot more damage than you could do with that little coubaton, let me tell you. I mean, a trained person in stick fighting could devastate a whole bunch of people with that cane. And that same person could not do as much with that little coubaton. The people would overpower him. But anyway, that's the great security we have at the airports today, folks. Martial law, to be sure, but it's just for you and me. It certainly isn't for terrorists. Don't you think, folks, that if a terrorist was going to come into the United States, being we have martial law set up for Americans, You think that terrorist is going to walk across our southern border of 2,000 miles anywhere he wants to with a cocktail in one hand and maybe his dope and his bombs and everything in his backpack, just walk on across anytime he wants, or is he going to go through the airport? Get real. Paul, who'd you say is on the line? Dan from Illinois. Brother Dan, come on here. Brother, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just a little hot when I read this article about our brothers and sisters being made to stay in the military. Just kind of grates at you, you know? What do you got to say?
Well, that's what I say. I heard you in the beginning of the show, but I got a phone call and it knocked off and everything else. And is there a website that has that article?
Well, I've just put it into our Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. I'm getting it ready to go to press this week. And so, let's see. I'll have to look up where I got that from. It was given to me, and we just stuck it in the newsletter. But I'm sure we've got where it came from. It was emailed over to us. I just need to find it, brother.
I
don't see it sitting here in front of me right this minute, but I can get it. And if you'd like, I can I tell you what, I can give you out our phone number here, and you can call in, and I'll see if I can't find that email that we used to stick that in. One of our soldiers sent it over to us. He was pretty ticked off, and of course,
he should be.
We can understand that. But I don't have my hand on it right this minute, but it'll be coming out in our Aiden Abet Police Newsletter here in about a week and a half.
I'd like to get it on the net right now. There's two or three forums I'm involved, and I'd like to get that.
Okay.
I'd like to get that going.
Well, let's see what we can do to help you there, brother. Let's see. I could probably, after the show, I can find that because it's laying here someplace. But
okay.
I'm just looking on our – I'm just reading this right off our newsletter that's coming out, police newsletter and soldier newsletter. So I just don't have my fingers on it. But I'll find it, and you can call into our office here at – I'll give you our number, 208-935-935.
Okay.
7852, 208-935-7852. And what you probably ought to do is do this. Give Carol your email address.
Okay.
And I'll look that up and I'll zap it over to you. That needs to be out everywhere. And, brother, I appreciate you putting that out on the web because we need to get some people irate over this one right away.
Oh no, there's a hundred channels I'll get this through. That's why I want it.
Good
so
deal.
As soon as I get off the phone, I'll call Carol to answer the phone.
Good, yeah.
Okay, then I'll give him my email.
Let's see. Call 53 if you will to get a hold of Carol.
53.
Yeah, when you get off the line, because if you call 52, I'm on that line right now.
Okay, 7853.
It won't be open until after 5. So if you were to call her, then you can get in and just tell her you want to give her your email so I can get this article over to you about the Bush's new plan for new blood there. Okay?
No, I need that. That's I'll tell you, that's, you talk about treachery.
I'll tell you.
You talk about treason. You talk about a guy who should be hanging from his thumbs.
I mean, it just burns me up, brother. I tell you, I've had thoughts that I haven't had for years when I read that.
It's blackmail.
It is.
That's ultimate blackmail.
Yeah, they made it through. They didn't die in his wars for oil. Now he's going to send them back. Say, if you don't sign up again, I'm going to send you back, you know?
And he has the executive power to do this? Doesn't need nobody else?
I think that pretty much he's the commander-in-chief. Yeah, he can do this. Now, whether or not he's in violation... they're trying to run around the barn here and say, oh, no, this isn't a violation because you've signed up for 8 years and you only served 4 active duty. So maybe they can get away with it. But I'll tell you what, if the public finds out about it, it's going to be heck to pay because this is not right any way you slice it. If a brother goes over there or sister and gets out with their life, and then they shouldn't have to go back into that situation. Well, just call in and we'll get that out to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Lord bless you. Take care. Yes, sir, folks. Okay. Well, we'll get that out. And when I find it, I'll put it out over the air, too, how everybody can get a copy. We'll be right back with more.
available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Folks, we're going to come back quick here and see if we can't go to another caller, Elliot in Texas. Come on, Elliot. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Doing fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset about this whole draft situation myself. I'm about to turn 22, so I fall right in the age group that they would draft people.
Yeah, you sure do. And let me tell you, they've now, the Bush dynasty has now changed it to 34 years of age. It was 24, 18 to 24. Now he's raised it up to 34. So look around you in your family, as I have mine. Now, my son's serving as a major in the Army over in Baghdad. He's got to go back. He just come back, and he's got to go back again. But look around you in your family, Elliot, and look at people 34 years of age and under. Girls and boys, because the universal draft will take in both the gals and the guys this time. And those bouncing new babies on their knees up to 34 years of age are going to be called in, and regardless if they're mothers of 3, 4 children or fathers, they're gone. So
yeah,
it's a tragedy, Elliot.
Yeah, that's what I tell everyone I know that I work with to, you know, call the congressman.
Yeah.
And none of them... I tell them to go to draftedintoslavery.com, which is the only place I know where to look at the bill. No one believes me. They think I'm crazy.
Yes, I know it. They just don't want to believe it. But
yeah, I mean,
so treacherous.
I've been listening to you about since you came on RBN, and I like your show a lot. And my aunt and uncle are both police officers, and they like to go along with all this globalist stuff. My uncle almost became, he did become a UN officer or something.
Yeah,
I haven't kept track of it, but we tried to tell them about this stuff, and they thought we were crazy too.
Yeah, you ought to have him go to our Aid and Abet Police newsletter, actually, you ought to order a copy of our Aid and Abet Police newsletter for him.
Yeah,
put it in his hands, because there's police and soldiers out there that write these things, and he can't argue as much with fellow police officers. He can argue, but we're his peers, and he has to listen to us.
Yeah, so, I'm definitely going to check into that.
Good. Okay. I'll give out, I don't know, now we're out of time tonight. I gave out our phone number, but I'll give out our address. You have our website, either patriotpoliticianslead.wars.org or policeandmilitaryagainstthenewworldorder.com or .org. And either one of them will give you our address.
All right.
Okay? And so write into us, Elliot. We'll send you out a copy of our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues, and maybe that'll help your relative there, you know?
All right.
Because he'll be talking to fellow police officers and soldiers.
Yeah.
Okay, Elliot. Well, listen, thanks. And tell your friends to go to our Patriot Politicians Lead Wars website, too, and read about what we can do to stop this draft coming up. And this silliness, if our congressmen and senators have to go dress out in military gear, I wonder how many wars will be started. What do you think, Elliot?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Okay, brother.
All right,
take care now.
You too.
God bless you. Well, that's it for today, folks. I hear my attack Yorkies. Something's around, sneaking around here. I have to go check it out. Take my 50 cal with me. God bless all of you out there. Hope you have a good day. Good evening, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good day.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle